Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
James Ward in the Mirror this morning tells us that bookies were left reeling after savvy punters took them to the cleaners during Tuesday night's football fixtures. That Galway man bashed Paddy Power for an incredible €206,262.19 after his 17-match accumulator came in. That is an extraordinary run of good luck, isn't it? 17-match accumulator. The mobile customer picked all the winners across the Champions League, Championship and League One in what bookies called the bet of the season. Isn't that amazing? It's quite the win. Is Paddy there himself? He is. Good morning, Paddy. Paddy Power.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you getting on?
That's some result. It's a 17-match accumulator. Have you heard of the like before?
I know. I mean, it's for a quid as well. I mean, my first thought, obviously, was that he was like, do you remember in Back to the Future 2 or 3, where your man came back with the sports results book?
The almanac. Like yeah,
exactly. But it was, I mean, like all, I think pretty much every favourite won, but it's very rare that it happens. I mean, obviously, the odds are what they are, 206,261 to 1, so it's very unlikely that it's going to happen.
But did you say he put a euro up?
€1 bet, a €1 17 fold, which, to be honest, it's not ambitious, it's just stupid. But it did, like, to be fair, it did. It clicked. I mean, unbelievable. It's like,
unbelievable.
But it is kind of like winning the lotto, like, yeah.
So I mean, what, how many? 17 matches. His teams were,
do you have the Barcelona, to beat City, they did. Juventus to beat Borussia Dortmund. Norwich to beat Blackburn. That was the only one that was in any way dramatic. I mean, they scored like 20 minutes in the end. The rest of them were all easy, though, way through. Brentford beat Blackpool. Brighton beat Leeds. Derby beat Charlton. Huddersfield beat Reading. Ipswich beat Birmingham. Nearly halfway. Middlesbrough beat Bolton. Sheffield Wednesday beat Millwall. Watford beat Rotherham. Cardiff beat Wigan. Wolves beat Fulham.
Wow.
Bristol beat Doncaster.
Wow.
Preston beat Walsall. Sheffield United beat Rochdale. And finally, Barnsley beat Scunthorpe.
Barnsley! Michael Parkinson country.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
Mother was from Barnsley. Brilliant.
McCarty. But
yeah, that's
you know,
great.
You got to say, hats off to him. So we contacted him to see if we could give him a bottle of champagne or something like that. But funny enough, he thought he'd just keep his head down with the 206 grand in his pocket. I don't blame him.
I'm gobsmacked by the best. The Mirror says it was a €10 bet, but you say it was a €1 bet.
It was a €1 bet.
Good Lord.
Bet. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it is. He must have been watching those results coming in going,
But I wonder, was he? I wonder, because, I mean, but like, if you do a Euro bet, you're probably sick on that. You're not going to be watching all the football results like old school on teletext or whatever. I'd say he's probably just, I don't know, gone and watched the City Barcelona game or whatever.
Yeah.
Back to Barcelona, that was fine. And probably checked the results before he went to bed and said, yeah, I think I backed them. Hang on until I log in and check. And then he must be going, jeepers, I'm probably going to get a few quid out of that, but probably wouldn't even think how much it was going to be. So it's great. I'm delighted for him. Like, no chance of ever getting the back off him, but I'm delighted for him.
Yeah.
Proper life changer, you know?
Isn't it really? Because somebody who bets a euro like that is not, I wouldn't say not a committed gambler.
Well, put it like this. Let's hope he doesn't start coming in and betting €100 or €200 after that. I mean, as long as he keeps betting the same way as he always bet, he'll be grand.
Well, doesn't want to be cleaning you guys out, because that's the most unusual event to happen. A guy in Boyle Sports customer had a lucky win as well. He won €89,000 with a, what's called a 15T accumulator, which defied odds of 8,900 to 1.
Well, there you go. It's similar stuff. I mean, there must be some. Maybe there's some. It's maybe the lunar cycle or something.
Yeah.
It's all these lucky punters are coming out and cleaning up. And we got Sheldon coming up in a couple of weeks' time, so it gives them a bit of a tank going into that. But that's gonna be big stuff.
Do you do you bet?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Do you do you love it? Or
yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah, no, I do. I love it. I mean, I don't expect to make money because, to be honest, I mean, we've got like a big group of traders and all that kind of stuff. We do all the hard work, so I get tips from them and I pick stuff out myself. If the football's on and I was watching, I'd have a bet. I'd bet in the racing probably 3 or 4 times a week whenever I have a bit of time to watch it. And going to Cheltenham now, I'll be probably having a bet. At least one bet in every race, Ryan. You know?
Yeah, okay, so you'll get stuck into it and enjoy it. Okay, well, Paddy, thanks for joining us with that. And I hope you're not too upset by that news.
But totally stopped. It's great to get our pants taken down every now and again, you know?
Yeah, well, you're used to taking everyone else's trousers down, aren't you?
Exactly. To be honest, you're absolutely right. We win most days of the year, so we get done.
Your business is enormous. I mean, even in the UK, it's global, is it?
Yeah, it's global now. So we'd be the biggest in Ireland. We'd be probably second or third biggest in the UK, biggest in Australia.
Right.
And we're also in Italy. We've got probably one of the top two or three in Italy as well. So it's pretty global now, yeah.
And are you very Irish as a business?
Yeah, well, I mean, the head office is based in Ireland, in Dublin. We've got probably about 5,000 people working for us, about 1,200 here in Clonskilly in the head office. It's only down the road from you lads. So yeah. I should just shout it down the road. and then in the UK, we'd have a head office there, a couple of hundred, Australia, maybe 500 people. So it's just growing. It's growing. But see, online, there's no barriers, you know? So once we're betting into countries where it's all legal and licensed, then we're happy.
You're fine. What is your percentage of business from shop to online ratio?
So in terms of profit, you're talking about online would be about 80% of the profit. Because again, it's quicker to expand online. But shops wise would still be significant. You know, you're still talking about probably about between 500 and 600 shops between Ireland and the UK.
So. And you know, when you're doing your sort of headline grabbing bold ad campaigns that are always a bit of a laugh, and you know, it gets everyone talking. Is there room with three bold boys and a bag of pints and a pack of cigarettes? Like, I always get the impression that there's a bunch of like messing going on.
I'd love to say it was a little bit more grown up and modern than that, but you're absolutely right.
I mean, it just sounds like it's attached to the pub going, we can't do that. And they go, come on, let's do it.
And that's exactly when you say let's do it. You're absolutely right. That's what it is. It's just about getting people together and tapping into the creativity by just having fun and starting with the ridiculous that you can't do and working back to
that. Yeah. I like the cut of that particular jib, I have to say. Paddy, thanks for joining us this morning. Good to see
pleasure,
you.
Pleasure, Ryan.
All the best. Thank you so much. Cheers.